What is up, Rundown Nation? I'm Woj.
I'm Walt.
And you're listening to the College Football Rundown, part one of our bowl previews. Walt, you pumped? Bowl season. It's almost here.
Almost here, Woj. Come on. You can count the days on one hand until we get to watch some college football, until we get to make some money. You know the time of the year is to make money in the bowl season, Woj, so I'm really excited.
I am excited as well. We're going to get right into it here. But first off, I'm just going to explain what's in our part one and what's in our part two. Part one will be starting with this coming Saturday, the 16th, which starts the bowl season with the Myrtle Beach Bowl. And we're going to head all the way to Wednesday, the 27th, and end with the Texas Bowl. Wow, some of these bowls are getting tough to read, Walt.
It doesn't help that you're not good at it to start with, Woj.
But then we'll cover the games from the 28th and on in our next episode, which will land this time next week. So tune in for that. There's some exciting bowls in this slate here, but there's some more exciting bowls later on in the later slate for sure. Well,
yeah, we know people like some big team, big name schools, but we're going to hit up all the bowls. We're going to talk about them all. Some of them, you know, we don't pretend to know everything about every team in college football. Well, we're not one of those people. I don't know who in the world really does know everything about every team in college football, but we're going to give you our opinions, give you what maybe you should be looking out for, which I love this time of year because you're always on top of who's opting out, who's not playing, who's injured. This is where I get my information too, Woj, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, want to keep everybody informed, updated. There's a lot of opt-outs, a lot of transfers in this day and age. So money to be made in the bowl season. I'm thinking about putting a wager down on every single game this season, not kind of like I did a couple seasons ago. Well, remember that debacle with the unders? We are not going to do that again, even though this might surprise you in this first match. I think I might take the under, but it is the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Wall. It's Georgia Southern at Ohio, 10 a.m. on ESPN, starting us off on December 16th at Brooks Stadium in South Carolina to start the bowl season.
Well, we got a plus 145 for Ohio. If you want to take them on money line, you want to back the MAC to get the upset against Georgia Southern, a team that always plays well in the big stage. They play well against good football teams. You make your own opinion about if Ohio is a good football team. You want to go on the spread, you got Ohio plus 3.5, getting a little more than that field goal. So if you do bet Ohio and we got a field goal game, you obviously win your bet. Ohio, strong defense on the season. Georgia Southern, I mean, they started strong, Woj. They started real strong. They've been losing games lately. Hard to back a team that's been losing games. I know you said you were looking at the totals. If you want the totals in this one, over under of 48.5, let us have it. Where are you going with that?
I am. So that under has been, since I last saw it, has even gone down. I'm sure it's been just plummeting down because Ohio, who would obviously be the overall favorite by a lot in this game if they were playing everybody, is not. Ohio's offense has been just destroyed. Curtis Rourke, the quarterback, gone. Top wide receiver, Miles Koss, gone. Top running back, Seth Bugren, gone. Backup running back, O'Shea Allison, gone. And linebacker, Kay Thompson, who was second in tackles, will not be playing either. That said, Ohio's defense is sixth in the nation. I don't know if you knew that, Wall. They are a pretty stout D. That's why I want to take the under. I'm not sure about this Ohio offense. Georgia Southern is going to be their rushing attack, which is what they're known for, is only ranked 25th in the nation. So I think if Ohio can slow this down with the defense and keep the pace down, it's going to be a low scoring game. I'm still going to take the under because I think this is going to be under. This is going to be a slow game, I think, unless there's some people in the background, some backups at Ohio that are really good. I mean, that's a lot of offense to lose, especially going into a game. I mean, it's your quarterback, your two leading running backs, and your lead wide receiver out, not playing. That's like a arrow to the Achilles right there, Wall.
That's tough. I mean, I don't know what the deal with Rourke is. What did he get hurt again? I know he got hurt last year.
I'm not sure if he is transferring or he's hurt or what the deal is there, but he is not playing.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I assumed he would play. I guess it makes a lot more sense when you're looking at this line, because that 3.5 getting over a field goal, like I said, with a push, you'll win on Ohio, makes a lot more sense with all those players out.
Yeah, it does. He did transfer.
Ah, okay.
He
was a senior, so he's only got 1 year left, I would assume.
He going to BYU.
BYU. Well, there you go.
Interesting. but yeah, I think I still, even with the 48, take it under. Last I saw it, it was 50.5, I believe, 50.5. So I think even at 48, I take it under. Anything less than 48, it was 48.5, right? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, I think I steer away from it altogether. Just because I'm really unsure on this game. Maybe you can put a bet on Ohio if you really know some inside information on the backups there. But I definitely don't want to bet the over in this game, just knowing what's not there and how good that Ohio defense is. But moving on, well, we got the Cricket Celebration Bowl, whatever that means. I'm guessing Cricket Mobile. Howard at Florida A&M, 11 a.m. ABC at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Georgia. Wall.
Absolutely. You've got to, everyone remember these, there's not many, I don't think for that matter, there's any home teams, but there is a home and the way they're not playing at their actual stadium. It's just, you know, it's just for the paper woge. I don't know that that home away really matters. Some of the games will be closer to the teams' homes than others. They'll get better fans there, easier travel for their fans. This is one where I don't know a whole lot about either one of these teams.
Anybody does.
No, I don't know that Howard's ever, I'm sure they have. I didn't look it up, but I don't know that Howard's ever been in a bowl. I've never seen them or that I remember in a bowl. So I'll quote you the lines. We got a total in this one, 50.5, -6.5. If you want Florida A&M, Howard is the dog on this one, +190 on the money line for Howard.
Maybe I don't bet every game, Wall, because I really have no idea going into this one. Yeah. Unless you're from Howard or Florida and A&M, I would imagine you don't know much about that either. But no opt-outs that I can see here going to different programs. No one's sitting. Any major injury updates from you on that end? But we're going to move on. We have this one I'm excited for. Well, I'm excited for your reaction on this one. The RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Jacksonville State at Louisiana, 1:15 p.m. on ESPN. Well,
and curious why you're saying, is it because of Rich Rod?
It's because of Rich Rod.
I don't have a problem with Rich Rod. He was a fantastic coach. I loved him. I was very angry when he left that Arizona program to move over to Michigan, where he completely plunk, you know, went from having great success to immediate failure over there on Michigan. Obviously Harbaugh has taken over that team, but I have nothing against Mr. Rich Rodriguez over there coaching for Jacksonville State these days. He has his team as the favorite in this one, -135 for Jacksonville State. You want Louisiana, you're getting 3 points, not that hook. Big difference from what we just talked about in two games ago, where you got +3.5 on that Ohio team. You're not getting that hook. You got to push on a field goal game. Total in this one, higher than either of the games we talked about so far, 58.5, Woj. Mr. Rodriguez is going to come out, call some pass plays, cover that over?
He loves playing that high-paced offense. I think if you're going to play the DraftKings, you're definitely going to need some people from both Jacksonville State and Louisiana in this one. It's just one of those games where they're going to – he likes to air the ball out. He likes to move the ball quick. He likes to, you know, not use the play clock. So – first bowl appearance for Jacksonville State there. So Rich Rod's got them going in the right direction, I guess. But, you know, they haven't lost anybody other than they did lose their kicker. I don't know if that's a big deal or not. I don't know if they got another guy in the soccer team over there that can kick some field goals. Louisiana lost linebacker Kendre Grant, who had 64 tackles in the year, 6 sacks, 3 fumbled recoveries, and 1 TD. So a pretty good linebacker there with saying those stats, 6 sacks and 3 fumble recoveries and a TD, including the 64 tackles, which is a little low for a linebacker. I don't know if he was hurt earlier in the season, but yeah, big game for them. I think Jacksonville State wins this and covers by quite a margin here. I think Rich Rod's got this going in the right direction, just with the way I know he coaches and the way he plays offense. This could get out of hand early. So I kind of like Jacksonville State here and going with the Rich Rod action.
Hey, I don't mind it. Which I watched Jacksonville State play a couple times this year. I actually didn't realize until later in the season that Mr. Rodriguez was the coach. Realized it from watching them play. They're a good football team. They move the ball. You know what? Maybe I'll back Jacksonville State with you, my friend.
All right. Moving on, avocados from Mexico. Cure Bro, love those commercials. Excited for this one. Miami of Ohio at App State, 2:30 p.m. ABC at the FBC Mortgage Stadium in Florida. Wall,
love it. Gotta love those avocados. You could on a New Year's Day, Woj. You know you're having people over. You know I'm gonna be there. You're gonna have some guacamole. You're gonna have some avocados.
You want some guac dip? I know I'm gonna have Ruffles, the actual Ruffles. Ooh. Wall. So all right. Yeah.
Well, that'll satisfy me.
Yeah, the wife saw a deal the other day, so I think she swipes them up. So
she's a smart lady, let me tell you. I love it. You should get some guac going with those, Woj. But in this game, I mean, I'm excited for the game itself. Miami, Ohio, App State. You know I'm a big App State guy. I'm looking over the lines here. Actually, I'm on sportsbettingintel.com. Appalachian State, -250, big favorites in this one. Miami, Ohio, +6.5 if you want to take the points on the dog. Total of 44.5. What I find real interesting about this game, and maybe you'll tell us why, Woj, we got a money line that started -190 on Appalachian State. It's been a steady decline down. No real big jump. I just mentioned we're at -275 right now. So that's not an insignificant move by any means. Maybe Mr. Gabbert's not playing. Maybe Mr. Amos is not playing over there at running back. I couldn't tell you, Woj. Do you know the reason for why this line is going down and App State's getting a little love?
Gabbert is not playing. He's out for the rest of the year. And quarterback Avon Smith, the guy that backed him up, is gone. Transfer portal. So they're down to the third. But App State's not alone. They are Nate Noel, who was a good running back, led team in carries and yards this season. He is not. He's gone. And a wide receiver, Deshaun Davis, 29 receptions, 381 yards, 3 TDs. Definitely not their number one wide receiver, but a wide receiver is not playing. Nate Noel is the big thing there. But the thing about it is App State can move the ball through the air if they need to. So this one's going to be tough. These are pretty good defenses too. Miami of Ohio is only allowing 16 points per game and 4.9 yards per play, which I guess isn't that great, but 16 yards per game is pretty good. They're 16 points per game, not yards. Well,
16 points per game.
Yeah, 16 yards per game would be really good, but
yeah, it'd be impressive if they were able to hold themselves to that something.
Yeah. So again, I think if Miami of Ohio can slow down the Mountaineers or the App State passing attack, I think they can keep this pretty low. But I think I do like Appalachian State in this and covering. I just don't think Miami of Ohio has much in the tank left, especially going to the third string running back wall.
Yeah, you can't bet on backups. I mean, we're talking about a Division I school playing a Division I school. You can't expect that your backups are going to compete. You're talking about third level. They're going to compete with first level on a very good football team. So your logic makes sense, my friend.
All right, moving on. We have the El Celta, New Mexico Bell. I don't even know what that is, if it's a company or whatnot, but well, I'm sure we'll find out in commercials. New Mexico State at Fresno State, 4:45 p.m. ESPN. Well,
yeah, you got to love those commercials. That's where you find out what the Bulls are. I've never heard of this one either. I would assume it's Isleta. I could be wrong. I don't know what they do. I haven't. This is the first. What happens is we usually keep like the New Mexico Bowl. That's been around forever, right, Woj?
Yeah.
Usually get a new sponsor for it. I can't remember. Did it used to be Gideon New Mexico Bowl?
I think
Gilden?
Yes. Well, I think it has been for many years. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, that happens. They transfer in and out those sponsors. So Isleta is new to me. We'll see. We'll see what they do. Excited for those commercials. In this football game, if you want to pick a side, you know what, Woj? You got Fresno State as the dog, +160. New Mexico State is the favorite, -178 on the point spread. I know where that's where people like to go that listen to this program. I'm a money line guy myself, but for everyone else and Mr. Hardway's over there, Mr. Story, who might be on the next episode with us, he's a spread guy. You got Fresno State +3.5, New Mexico State -3.5. We got a total in this one, 51.5. Woj, you got to know about this New Mexico State team. They beat Auburn. That's their claim to fame this year. We're talking about an Auburn football team that really dominated. Last I checked, Alabama's in the playoffs, right, Woj? Left to check.
Yes.
And Auburn is a football team that really dominated Alabama for, I don't know, I don't want to say, you know, the full football game. They didn't dominate for the full football game, but pretty close to that 59-minute mark, they dominated Alabama. Alabama gets a Hail Mary at the end to beat them. This is a New Mexico State team that beat Auburn, Woj. You got to respect that. 31-10 was the score in that one. I kind of like New Mexico State for that fact. I kind of like that they've played someone and they beat them. They've showed up to play football this year.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, but there is a problem. Diego Pava, who is the quarterback and basically the lifeblood of New Mexico State, is hurt. He got hurt in the conference championship or Conference USA championship game. He is a big part of their offense. You know, Fresno State at one point wasn't a top 25 earlier this season. I don't know if you remember that, but again, I think New Mexico State is by far a better team than Fresno State is with Pava. Without him, I don't know. They do lose their top wide receiver, Trent Hutchins, I believe, to transfer portal, 35 receptions, 551 yards, 10 TDs, led the team in TDs. On the other side of this, Fresno State lost their current quarterback, Logan Fife. 57.1% completion rating, 642 yards, 3-2 turn TD to interception rating, 20 carries for 40 yards and a TD. So I don't know. They also don't have their head coach, Jeff Tedford, who is out for health reasons, whatever that is. I hope he is okay. But nevertheless, I think New Mexico State's a better team here, but I don't know if I bet too heavily on this. If Pava's not playing, if Pava's playing, I think this is pretty much easily in hand. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's why I'm listening to you, but that's why I told you I was excited. I didn't know about that. I mean, a little hesitant on my New Mexico State bet, but I would go on the money line, that -3.5. I wouldn't lay that 3.5 anyways. You know, just go on the money line with this one.
All right. We're moving on. The Starco Brands LA Bowl game, one of those things I don't know. It's UCLA and Boise State, 6:30 p.m. on ABC. Well, I'm kind of excited for this one, especially with the run Boise State made at the end of the season with interim head coach, who is now named the head coach. His name is Spencer Danielson. Yeah, Spencer Danielson is now the head coach after they fired their head coach.
It makes sense. I mean, I'll just say it right now, which I'm probably betting against majority of the Pac-12. I know they're a strong conference this year, but I'm probably betting against them in bowl season. Sans two teams that'll come up, but UCLA in this one, they are the favorite, -195. Watch your book on this. Watch where you're betting. There is quite a market difference. -182 is actually the best line on BetRivers. It looks like -195 I quoted was the worst line over there on Caesars. You want Boise State +162. We got a point spread. UCLA -4.5. Boise State +4.5. Obviously, it looks like pretty even. -110 across the board for those. Looks like the market's in consensus for that. Total in this one, 50 points. Does surprise me. I thought it'd be a little higher for a UCLA-branded football team who does, you know, score points on occasion. I will say I'm looking Boise State in this one. I think they get the upset. Probably split a little bit on that +162 money line and that 4.5 point spread you're getting.
Yeah, I think I take the under here. So, and there's reasons for this. Boise State's a really run dependent team. So Tyler Green being out isn't that bad. The backup Maddox Madison is out as well, which is bad. So they're down to their third string as well, but they are a run dependent team. So I'm not too worried about that. On UCLA side, quarterback Dante Moore is out, tight end Carson Ryan out. They have a DB out. They have probably the biggest star of their team is their defensive end, Latu. I have no idea.
I'm going to give you that one.
But he is fourth in nation in sacks. I've heard his name said a million times on TV, but I can't pronounce it. I don't know how. They lose a DB as well. So, I mean, there's a lot gone from UCLA, especially defensively. I think their defense will still hold up well, though, because they've been a really good defensive team all season so far, or at least that's been their strong point. I don't believe in either of these offenses to be able to score that many points. I'm going to definitely take the under on that. I don't think this game gets to 50. Well,
Yeah, I laugh because the next one we're talking about, when you're talking about strong defenses, we're not talking about a strong Pac-12 defense there. So I hate to foreshadow and give it away, my friend.
Yeah, last game of Saturday, which is Cal at Texas Tech, 8:15 p.m. on ESPN, playing in L.A. over there, Wall.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting football game. We got California as the underdog, and that's the team I was talking about. That they do not have a defense, let me tell you. Plus 130 if you want to bet them. Closer than I would expect on this line. Maybe you can tell us why. Maybe there's something I don't know about in the news. Texas Tech, -3 if you want to take the spread. You want to take the favorite. Over-under in this one, getting up there. We're at 57.5. Makes sense, because like I said, Cal cannot score, cannot stop teams from scoring points. Oregon dropped 63 on them earlier this season, Wog.
Yeah. This game is going to be an interesting one. So you have the nation's fourth leading rusher, Tajay Brooks, who actually announced he's returning to Texas Tech in 2024. So that's big. So he's playing in this game, which is a big moment for them. On the other side of this, you have Tyler Saw, who was the Oregon quarterback back in the day, went to Texas Tech. He is transferring to Louisville, so he's gone. Their two top wide receivers, Miles Price and Jared Bradley, are both gone. So there's a lot of offense that they lose there. Texas Tech, I didn't watch them enough to know if they had a really good run game. But I would imagine, or not Texas Tech, excuse me. Texas Tech does have a good running game. I'm talking about California. So I'm sorry for the noise in the background. I'm not sure if California is going to be able to keep up with Tajay Brooks, even with the quarterback gone and your wide receivers. Again, this is a team that relies on Tajay Brooks. So I'm taking Texas Tech. I'm taking Texas Tech on the spread and money line. I'm doing everything on Texas Tech on this one. Well, I just don't believe in California at all.
I like it, which I probably won't be jumping on the money line with you at that -150 number. Maybe if it comes in a little bit, I doubt it will at the spread. It likely won't move the money line because that spread's at the 3. I'll probably just take the 3 if we got a field goal game. You know, it's a push. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I like that. Wall, so this one's a new one. We're moving the Monday, December 18th, and we're going to talk about another famous bowl. I believe that's today. We are talking about another famous bowl today, but this is not the most famous bowl. And I'm saying that it's not the most famous bowl because it's not. It's the famous Tosteri Bowl. I've never heard of it before, so I'm not sure how it's famous, but that's Western Kentucky at Old Dominion, 1:30 p.m. on ESPN, Wall.
Yeah, I mean, Idaho cannot be happy about this. I am not. I'm just going to call it the Toastery Bowl because they do not deserve that adjective there. Western Kentucky +115. They are the dog, but this is one of the closer games on the bowl slate. You want to watch a good football game? You're probably going to get one here. Turn this one on the 18th. Let me tell you, -1 on the spread for that Western Kentucky football team, +1, depending what book you're looking at. Again, like I said, it is a pick 'em essentially. Over under of 54.5 Woj. You know what? That's kind of an enticing number for two teams that are expected to be real good head to head. I might look over in this one, but I'll have to listen to see if there's anybody not playing this game.
I think you're right on, Wall. Over is the number to go for here because there's a lot of, I mean, again, the two fast-paced teams, they like playing fast. They like putting up numbers. Western Kentucky's defense is 95th in college football. I mean, they're both not very good at all. You have four of the offensive linemen for Kentucky gone, transfer portal. And their star wide receiver, Melchie Corley, is not as of yet in opting out for the game to go for the draft, but he is draft bound. So I would assume he is probably out as well. That's not that big of a deal. Again, he hasn't opted out yet, so it still might be up there. But there's everybody that's opted out in this game is just defense on both sides of the ball. So I'm liking your over count there. Again, I think there's just going to be a lot of scoring in this one.
Hey, that's even more reason, Woj, because I didn't know about that, and I still like the numbers, so might have to hammer that one.
All right, moving on. We got the Scooters Coffee Fresco Bowl, UTSA at Marshall, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Wall, we're heading down to Texas for this one on Tuesday, December 19th.
Yeah, Frisco Bowl. This remind is this that adding game they had like last year or the year before because there weren't enough bowls to. Yeah. I thought it was the Frisco Bowl, but I thought it was out in San Francisco for some reason. You're saying this one's in Texas. Dude, there's so many new bowls, Woj. I don't even know these. And I to quote most all the bowls. This is a new one. Let me tell you. But we got two teams that might be good to watch football. I don't know it'll be a good football game, really. Marshall plus 400. You're getting a lot of money if you want to back the dog in this one. UTSA minus 8.5. This is one of the bigger spreads. Discrepancy amongst the talent on the teams, I'm guessing, is the thoughts. Mr. Barnes expected maybe to run this Marshall team over, although you can tell me if he's not playing. We got an over under in this one of 52.5. I mean, I should say the spread, I'm sorry, is at 13.5. I have it here on my notes. It opened at minus 8.5. So a lot of money coming in on that UTSA team.
Yeah, I'm going to bet UTSA here pretty heavily, I think. You have the seventh-year senior quarterback in Frank Harris, who, again, I mean, it's just like, how long can you stay in college? But he leads a UTSA gay team. You know, I mean, we've heard that name Frank Harris forever. At least I've seen it on DraftKings forever. So he's still there. They're in search of the first ever bowl win, surprisingly. I would have figured UTSA would have had a bowl win by now, but apparently they have not. Marshall, you know, brings a little bit more balance of attack, but UTSA just outperforms them on both sides of the ball, even without edge rusher Trey Moore, who is third in the nation in sacks with 14. I think they just trounce them defensively. I think they get it done with their game plan offensively. And they pretty much handedly win over Marshall here. Well,
hey, I like it. Well, I mean, it's a big spread to cover, but there's a reason it's so big. It's because they're much better. And I will say, I think one of the reasons that UTSA hasn't won a bowl game yet is because I'll say maybe since 2015 or 16, that's when they became, you know, part of the national conversation. Whenever they get in a bowl game, they're always playing a good team. They're playing a real good team. Usually, I think they recently played USC before that. I can't remember that. I know they were playing the Cure Bowl. I don't recall. I can Google it, I guess. But they always play against good competition in bowl games. I think that's the reason why they don't have a bowl win yet.
Yeah, that could be. That could very well be. Moving on, we have a game on Thursday. I love these. We're skipping over Wednesday. We get a day off there, but we get a game every day of the week pretty much. We got Thursday, December 21st. We got the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, a .com bowl. We don't see many of those anymore, but we get South Florida at Syracuse, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Well, I got some really good takes on this one, Wall. So give me what you got.
Really good takes, Woj. I'm excited to see what that is. I don't know if it's on the total or not. 60.5 is the total. Maybe that's where Woj is going. We got USF plus 125, Syracuse minus 3 on this one. They are the favorites, even though I believe their coach is gone. They got an interim coach over there. So let me know what you're thinking, Woj. I'm excited to hear it.
I like Garrett Schrader. He's back. He's healthy for the Orange, but I don't think he's enough to take on the mighty South Florida. I'm taking South Florida on this. Probably a money line bet. Probably not going to lay any points on this one. Both of these teams are going to be high powered. It's going to be a lot of scoring. That's what makes me worried about a spread of only around 3-ish. When you get those coin flips, well, we've talked about that for how many years. You get those coin flip games when teams decide they don't want to play defense and they just literally pound the ball every single second and don't use a play clock. You know, I would keep an eye on Brom Brown, who's the quarterback for UCF on this one. If he enters the portal, obviously I would veer away from this, but I don't think he's going to enter the portal. I think he's going to play this game. I think they dominate. And they win well on the money line, not taking the spread.
I like it, Woj. I like that ferocity you got there. Go with the money, get that little extra ching back in your pocket. I mean, that's another game. I don't know that I won't say it for sure, but I think I might be joining you on this one too.
Yep. USF. I think I said UCF, which is our next game, but I think that was USF I meant with Brian Brown. But yeah, moving on now that I've just spoiled it. Friday, December 22nd, we got Georgia Tech at UCF, 5:30 p.m. on ESPN for the Union Home Morgan Gasterella Bowl.
Gasterella Bowl, another legacy bowl. Yep, you got to like it. Union Home Mortgage, I think, is somewhat new to the Gasparilla Bowl, but going to be an exciting football game, I think. plus 160 for Georgia Tech, +4.5 for them on the spread. UCF, if you want to take them along with South Florida, USF, Woj, you got to pay 190 on the money line. You're not getting money on this U team, let me tell you. -4.5, obviously. I mean, I think in this game, the exciting thing will be the two quarterbacks. Talk about Mr. Sims. He's man's transfers to Nebraska. He's sitting home, not playing a bowl game. And now Georgia Tech's going to a bowl game with Mr. King leading them. But on the other side, it's more exciting. I think you got Mr. Plumlee, who's just you know, balls out playing some football, over 2K yards passing this year. I like Mr. Plumlee. I liked him before he transferred here. Where are you looking on this one, Woj?
I mean, this is a UCF team that beat Oklahoma State 45-3, Wall. I mean, 45-3 over Oklahoma State, which was a great team. They were in the Big 12 championship game. I think UCF, now that they've joined the Big 10 or Big 12 and they've had some bigger games in them, I can't see myself not taking them. They just look too good to not beat a Georgia Tech team that, again, down the edge here, I don't think has looked all that great. Well, as far as like people missing this game, you just have a couple corners. In Georgia Tech, you have Keenan Johnson, and in UCF, you have Corey Thornton. There's an edge rusher gone for Georgia Tech as well, Kyle Kenrid. He had 53 tackles and 6 sacks. In one interception, actually. You usually don't see a lot of edge rushers with an interception, maybe a batted pass. But yeah, give me UCF while on the spread for sure on this one.
I like it. One thing I will say, though, yes, Georgia Tech has not looked great, but the last game they played football, they didn't look bad, Woj. They played Georgia, a game that we talked about on this podcast.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty good for playing that mighty Georgia football team.
They did. All right, moving on to Saturday the 23rd, we got quite a few games here for you on this one. We have the starting off with another iconic bowl, the Birmingham Bowl, sponsored by 76. I didn't even know those gas stations were still around. I mentioned that in our group chat last week or a couple weeks ago when I was watching a game and I saw the 76 logo. I was like, holy moly, those gas stations are still around, but they are. That's Troy at Duke, 11 a.m. on ABC down in Alabama, Wall.
Hey, gotta love it. I will say that 76, they're no come and go, Woj, out there in Iowa. You know, that is the go-to, the come and go. But the 76, yes, they're around. They're around. Come on now. They're getting their name out there. I love it, sponsoring this Birmingham Bowl. Duke, a football team that I got to back the dog in this one. I know you're going to tell me 100 reasons why I shouldn't, but come on. Plus 250 on the money line. That's pretty sexy. +8 on the spread if you want it. That one opened up around -6.5. We got a low total. I believe it's the lowest that we've talked about so far. We haven't talked about Iowa football. So yes, it is the lowest we've talked about so far. 44.5 in this one, Woj.
Yeah, 44.5 is low. But Riley Reynolds has been basically the Duke offense. He's gone. He's going over to Notre Dame. There's a lot of things here. So let me get through this. So you got Riley Reynolds gone. You have the number one running back for Duke gone in Jordan Walters. You have the number one edge rusher gone from Duke in RJ Oben. Defensive tackle gone, linebacker gone, the top safety gone in Jalen Stinson, as well as head coach who's going to Texas A&M. Now you go over to Troy. They do lose a linebacker. Head coach John Summerall has been hired at Tulane, so he's gone. The defensive coordinator, Greg Gasparo, will be the interim. Offensively, I don't know. Duke takes a big hit there, and that's probably why it's so low, with both their leading quarterback there, who's been pretty decent, and their running back. But I think Duke can get this done, and I think the over gets this over. So I'm just going to go over. I know Troy's not going to be able to score many points, but spreads more than I would like to. So I'm thinking more over on that 44.5. Well, that's just too low for me, even with some backups in a game that I don't think either defense is really all that great.
Well, just hoping they bring the points down there in Birmingham.
Yeah. Like Michael Story says over there, you know, you never bet the under, you're just sweating the whole time.
Yeah. Life's too short to bet the under.
Moving on, we have the next game up on that Saturday, the 23rd, the Camellia Bowl, Arkansas State at NIU, 11 a.m. ESPN, heading down to Alabama again for this one, Wall.
Yeah, maybe they're playing right next to each other. I will say this one is sponsored by a conglomerate of different companies. You got to love that when they all team up to get Alabama some love down there. Arkansas State, NIU, come on. You know which way I'm going in this one. We can't bet on it as it is played here in NIU, of course, because it's one of the close games as far as the spread goes. We got essentially a pick 'em. Arkansas State -1 right now, but it's at -105, so just as close as you can get without having to pick them. -115 on the money line. So Arkansas State with that little bit of edge. Rocky Lombardi, the man that came from Michigan, just lighting it up over there. NIU, I know they haven't had a great season, but hey, they got their 6 wins. They're in a bowl game. They're playing down in Bama. If I could, I'd have to back these Huskies.
I'm backing the Huskies too, Wall. There's a little bit of bias there. Jalen Raynor from Arkansas State's a good quarterback. Neither of these teams have really lost anything. Linebacker Jatavia McKay from Arkansas State left. Traylon Rudolph, the top wide receiver for NIU, was in the portal and withdrew, and he is playing now. Other than that, defensive end George Grums from Northern Illinois is not playing in this game as well. He had 34 tackles in the season and 3.5 sacks. But I do like Northern Illinois. Again, they do have a great defense. I think this ends up possibly going lower than the over-under. But definitely I'm taking my NIU Huskies on them, not the money line, on the spread, Wall.
Hey, there you go. Find somebody to bet that on, though, because the books aren't going to take your money on that one much.
I know. I can't bet every game. It's unfortunate. looking forward to this one because there's probably going to be some sort of good flyover for it. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. We got James Madison at Air Force, 2:30 p.m. on ABC. Not only is the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, we get a little Air Force action in there. Who's a good team? Well, both of these teams have been good teams. This is actually going to be an exciting game on 2:30 ABC, Wall.
It will be. I mean, unfortunately, Air Force has not been good later in the season. Beginning of the season, phenomenal football team. You know, I like to watch me some service academy football. And this one, James Madison is the favorite, -145. You want Air Force, you're getting 3 points on the spread, +125 on the money line, over under a 41.5. I know you love James Madison. You have to be happy they snuck into the postseason because there was not enough eligible teams. They get a little bit of a bifurcation, get in there, but I do not want to bet James Madison this one. I know you're going to tell us 100 reasons why you love James Madison. You're going to write us a love story about your team this year, but I just like Air Force in this one. I like them to get it done.
You know, while you, a wise man once told me, don't bet against the academies. There you go. I believe that was you. As much as I would love to follow that in, you know, Air Force is a good team, but I'm not going to. They're basically, James Madison is collapsing after this year. The head coach is going to Indiana. Basically, every player is in the portal, but every player in the portal said they want to play this game. That's momentum. They want to win for James Madison, including quarterback Jordan McLeod. Hopefully none of them get hurt because that would be terrible for them, and they probably have to stay at James Madison at that point. But I'm saying James Madison all the way in this one. I love that team. They've done great for me so far this year. We're going to continue it going. Beat the Air Force Academy. Take them down, boys.
Love it. We'll go heads up, Butch.
Okay. All right. I like that. Now, Wall, on to your favorite bowl of the year, the actual famous bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Georgia State at Utah State, 2:30 p.m. and ESPN playing this game in Indiana, Wall.
What the? I didn't even know that, Butch. What are you talking about? They're playing this game in Indiana.
Excuse me, Idaho.
Okay. I was going to say, the hell they are.
Yeah, the hell they are not playing in Idaho. But yeah, no, it's obviously in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
Albertson Stadium. Georgia State at Utah State. This actually be a pretty decent game too, Wall, I imagine.
Absolutely. We got another game that's close to a pick 'em. We have a lot of football games this year that are not what I would classify as great football games, great matchups. But this one is Georgia State +1, -105 on the money line. You want Utah State, you're getting -115 on the money line. There's some points expected to be scored, which is different for the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, which I'm hoping that there's some litigation going on here. I'm hoping Idaho goes over to that toastery bowl and lets them know what's up. The famous is our adjective. I hope they sue them, let them know. But 61.5 is high because this is usually a cold football game, Moj.
Yeah, it's going to be – it can be cold. It's going to be cold, too. Running back Marcus Carroll and wide receiver Roger Lewis, which is number one running back and number one wide receiver for Georgia State will not be playing, as well as right tackle and cornerback Bra'Chris Brown, 34 tackles, one interception, led team in passes defended with six. No big deals with Utah State here. Utah State is, again, allowed 34.5 points per game this year. Again, that's probably why this total is so high over-under-wise. But the thing about this is Georgia State down the stretch has not looked good. They dropped their last five games. So I'm looking at Utah State here in a takedown, just a Georgia State team that's depleted here with people going to the transfer portal, including the seventh in the nation rushing yard running back, Marcus Carroll. And I'm going to take Utah State.
Love it, Woj.
All right. We have the 68 Ventures Bowl, whatever that is. I don't know if you're going to venture 68 times, but South Alabama at Eastern Michigan, 6 p.m. ESPN Wall.
Yeah, we got a big favorite in this one. South Alabama expected to win and expected to win big. Minus 16 on the spread for this one. You want Eastern Michigan plus 550, over under a 46.5. Remember, you mentioned this is one of those Saturday games. I don't have much logic for this one, Woj, other than the fact that Eastern Michigan is plus 550 on the money line. I'm probably going to be watching this game with my boys, and I'm going to rub it in their face when I'm winning a plus 550 and the dog comes through. Always back to Mac, Woj. That's
oh,
what I say.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, I would expect a high-scoring game here. What was the over-under again? What did you have it at?
46.5, sir. Although 46, you can get it
I'm taking that way over. So there's some people gone here. Quarterback for Eastern Michigan's gone. Austin Smith. Not that great in the first place, so I'm not too worried about that with a 9-7 TD to interception ratio. On the other side of this, you have the wide receiver who led the team in his fifth in the nation in receptions, sixth in yards, and Kalen Lacy. So that's a good wide receiver gone. Led the team in yards running back. LaDainian Webb will not be playing, but expect points. While South Alabama games have exceeded 47 points eight times this season. Eastern Michigan, on the other hand, has eclipsed that total in three of its last four games. So I'm taking the over. I'm not going to take a team on this one. I hope your team wins. I hope the Mac pulls it off, and I hope it goes over.
Back the Mac.
Back the Mac. All right, we get our first Big Ten matchup here with a Pac-12 team. While SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, Utah at Northwestern, 6:30 p.m. on ABC over there in Nevada.
Yeah, Utah not a entirely far trip to make this one. They are the favorite in this one, minus 7, minus 270 on the money line. Northwestern, if you can bet this one, again, this is an Illinois game. Therefore, we cannot bet it here in Illinois, though I got some people maybe put some money down for me. Plus 220 for Northwestern, over under a 41.5, Woj. This Northwestern football team, you know they're Big Ten. You know this is finally one that we can talk pretty heavy about and talk about intelligently. Northwestern is one of the most underrated, and maybe you don't agree with me, but I think they're one of the most underrated football teams in college football, just beating Wisconsin on the year. They beat that. Well, I shouldn't say they beat them. They went to overtime, but they did come through with the win. Beat Minnesota. I mean, they're playing every team close. They beat Maryland. They played Nebraska close. They played our Iowa Hawkeyes very close. I mean, it's a football team that, yes, they didn't win every game, but they're in a bowl game, and they just keep surviving with all that off-field controversy going on.
Yeah, the over-under 41, you said, Walt? 41.5?
Over-under 41.5 in this one, Woj.
I'm taking it under.
There you go. Well, the public agrees with you. So
two teams that, definitely struggles on offense. Both defenses have been good. Utah is on its four-string quarterback with Nate Johnson gone, who was their leading rusher as well. So, again, both teams, really good defenses, struggled on offense. I'm taking the under in this one. It's going to be a low-scoring battle. Michael Storiano doesn't like those, but I'm taking the under. I'm not sweating this one at all, Wall.
You might be right. That's not a bad pick. I like it.
All right, easy point, Hawaii Bowl. Coastal Carolina at San Jose State, 9:30 p.m. on ESPN. We're heading over to Hawaii, Wall.
Hawaii must not have been bowl eligible this year, let me tell you, because they always get this Hawaii Bowl. It's kind of a fix for them, so they must not have been bowl eligible. I can tell you, San Jose State took down Hawaii pretty good, 35-0 earlier in the year. I remember that. But we got Coastal Carolina. I know we got some Coastal Carolina fans that listen to this podcast. You're getting $290 back in your pocket for a $100 bet plus 290 on the money line. If you want to take them on the spread, you're getting 10 points. San Jose Spartans minus 360 if you want to back them. I know in this one already that Mr. McCall is not playing this. I hate to steal your thunder, Woj, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, also Jarrett Guest, who's the backup quarterback, not playing in this. He's gone. So they're down to their third string. You got wide receiver, who's the second, tied for second on the team with receptions and yards, and Jarrett Brown. Running back, C.J. Beasley, who's a backup running back, not playing. Linebacker, J.T. Kalen, who's second in tackles on the team, not playing with 65. Two padded down passes and one interception and TD. On the other side, they lose their tight end, Dominic Maurice, who's their starting tight end and left tackle. I'm going to take San Jose to cover this one. I would have taken the over, just considering Coastal Carolina scored 52 points in three of their last four, and San Jose State scored 35 in four of their last five. But I am definitely going to take San Jose State in this one. I think they get it done. There's a lot to learn there for Coastal Carolina, and a lot of things to pick up on the offensive side to score that many points to make me really feel confident in betting an over.
Woj, I love how much money you're putting on these games this year. Putting your balls on the table. I love it, Woj.
I'm excited. All right, move on. Don't have a game on Monday, but we do have a game on Tuesday, December 26th. We got the Quick Lane Bowl, Bowling Green at Minnesota, 1 p.m. ESPN, Ford Field in Minnesota. Wall.
Michigan.
I'm sorry. Ford Field would probably not be in Minnesota. It'd be in Michigan. So Michigan, Ford Field.
Love it. Hey, Woj, that's intelligence right there. You figured it out real quick. Let me tell you one thing. Minnesota is 5-7. They are not bowl eligible, but they are playing in a bowl. I still don't know. Like, if you look at the spread, yeah, they're not bowl eligible. They're still the favorite over this bowl eligible team in Bowling Green. Minus 3.5. It did open at minus 5.5 for Minnesota. Plus 160 if you want to take the dog, Bowling Green, in this one. Plus 3.5 over there on the spread for Bowling Green. Woj, I don't know that I can back the Big Ten team in this one. I know Bowling Green's defense has been pretty strong. They've won 4 or 5 out of the last six. I think they won 5 of the last six. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 of the last six. There you go. 5 of the last six. Bowling Green's hot. I don't think I can take Minnesota in this one, Woj.
Yeah, I just, man, that under, over under so low. And it's hard for me to say I want to go under, but I kind of do. Bowling Green loses their top running back and reception leader and Teron Keith and cornerback Jalen Huskew, who is third in tackles and tied for the lead in interceptions on the team with 4. Minnesota does lose their only QB that's completed a pass this season, and Ethan Camantis. Man, this is a low over under. It would be tough for me to bet the under on this one. I want to bet the over, but I am just going to say I'm going to go with you on this one. I'm going to take Bowling Green in the spread and run with it. While Minnesota is not a very good team, Bowling Green is not a very good team. This is just one of those bowls to chalk up for a really relaxing maybe nap halfway through.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that's harsh words. Mr. Bezalek, he's going to get it done, Woj. He's over there, the quarterback for Bowling Green. He transferred from Missouri, I want to say, somewhere in the SEC. Missouri, yeah, it was Missouri. I think he can get some points, Woj. I think he can get some points. It's not going to be a snoozer. Stay up for this one.
All right. Moving on to our next game, which I have an interesting little tidbit I'm excited to share with people that might not know. But ServPro First Responder Bowl, we got Texas State at Rice, 4:30 p.m. on ESPN down in Texas. Well,
hey, gotta love it. I was looking at the wrong one, so you have to give me a second here to find the spread for you. Texas State looks like we got them as the favorite, minus 185. We got a spread of minus 4 total in this one, 60.5. You want Rice on the money line? You want to take the dog plus 155 over there for the Owls? What's your little tidbit, Woj? I'm excited to hear it.
Who won the Heisman this year?
Who won the Heisman? It was Mr. Penix. Is that who it was?
JT Daniels have a?
No, it was Mr. Penix. Happened is they counted the votes wrong. And then they had to go back and they gave it to Mr. Penix.
But was JT Daniels in the running to win the Heisman this year?
JT Daniels, no.
Okay. All right.
Jaden did. Oh, I see. Rice Owls. I didn't even put two and two together. He's the quarterback over there at Rice.
He's the quarterback at Rice, but he is medically retired. So he's not playing in this game.
There you go.
Again, one of those games. I don't know much about either of these teams to really put a qualified bet on. No one was really sitting other than what I just mentioned with JT Daniels, the quarterback for Rice. He will not be, but other than that, everyone seems to be ready to go and play an exciting bowl game down there at the Gerald Ford Stadium in Texas. Wall.
Well done, Woj. You put one over me. It doesn't happen often. I thought you were taking me a jab at me for that, my text the other day about Penix.
Oh, no. We'll get to that later. Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Kansas at UNLV, 8 p.m. ESPN, playing down at Chase Field in Arizona. Wall.
Hey, big favorite in this one. Kansas minus 12 and a half. Can't disagree with that line. Kansas, I think, is a football team that's going to come through and just crush UNLV. Minus 425 on the money line, plus 340 if you disagree and you want to take UNLV to win the game straight up. But we got a high total in this one. Maybe Mr. Woj is excited over there. 64 and a half.
Could be. UNLV is going to have some safety troubles, some DB troubles. On top of Kansas already being able to destroy them, Kansas loses an offensive tackle and a guard, and they also lose their O coordinator in Andy Koleski to Penn State, actually, of all places. But yeah, Kansas should have this game handily in the bag. I was hoping for a little bit more exciting game on a Tuesday night game, but I think UNLV is a little in over their head on this one. I take Kansas on the spread easily on that one. Well,
agreed.
All right, moving on. Our last day, we have four more games left for you here. You got Wednesday, December 27th. Some of these games get a little bit more exciting here. We got the Military Bowl presented by GoBowling.com, another bowling .com bowl. We have Virginia Tech at Tulane, 1 p.m. on ESPN. Well,
hey, I'm real excited for this game. I don't know how many other people are excited, but I'm excited to bet on Tulane. I'll just tell you that right now. You're getting plus 240 for them to take down this ACC foe, the Virginia Tech Hokies, who they don't play very often, I'm guessing. I can't remember a time that they played anyways. Virginia Tech minus 8 in this one, minus 290 on the money line. If you want to take the other side of my bet, go on that Hokies football team. Over under a 46.5, sitting right around where it opened at that 47.5 number. I don't know that I like the total either way in this one, but I do like the green wave.
You do like the green wave. I like it. Yep. So Tulane will be out with their number one, who in receptions, two in yards, Chris Brazel, number the second. They'll be out without their top tight end, Alex Ballman. They'll be without DB DJ Douglas and both defensive other defensive linemen, their edge rushers, Devin Deal and Keith Cooper Jr. So a lot to open up here and deal with. Also, their coach Willie Fritz is now the head coach at Houston. Most of the assistants that were there are going to stay and coach for the bowl game. I don't think they've announced an actual head coach. As far as Virginia Tech goes, their tight end will be gone. Daquan Wright and their CB, Derek Canty, Derek Canty will be gone, not their top CB or their top leading tackler. This is one of those games that I just don't know. I haven't watched Tulane enough to know if they are able to pull through some of those losses they have with their wide receiver and tight end gone, plus basically their defensive line gone. But I do like Tulane this one. I do like the Green Wave. I am a Green Wave alum in a different level of education. And I believe you are too. So we're just going to go with that.
Yes, sir. I did graduate. I am also an alum. Happy to say made it through high school.
All right. An exciting one for everyone. I don't really get it. And I think it's more disgusting than anything, but it's the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's going to be North Carolina at West Virginia, 4:30 p.m. on ESPN on, again, Wednesday, December 27th. Well,
hey, you want to know the news? I haven't looked at the news in this one, but I can already tell you Drake May is not playing because I'm looking at the line right now, and it's 100% telling me Drake May, he must have just come out right and said it because there's no wiggle room in this one. Plus 5.5 for UNC indicates that Mr. May is not going to be on the field. Plus 180 on the money line. West Virginia minus 5.5, obviously. Minus 215 on the money line. Over under a 55 and a half, you're probably missing out on another touchdown with that Drake May sitting, I'm guessing, from that total number. I will say it's no surprise I'm back in the Tar Heels in this one, even without May. And I just want to see the mayo being dumped on no other than, you can guess it, Woj, Mr. Mac Brown. How exciting would that be?
I would love to bet North Carolina here just so I could see that. That would be exciting, but I'm going with West Virginia. Without Drake May, without Tez Walker, I just don't think that's the same team, even with Mac Brown coaching. But that would be exciting. If I lose this bet, I'm all for it. But I am going to take West Virginia here. They seem like a little bit more sound towards the end of the season here, with a lot of question marks in North Carolina, who they have coming up behind it. Give me West Virginia. Well, I like it.
They did look like I watched them, and I kind of have an axe to grind with this one, which is why I'll probably go full size unit on North Carolina. But I have an axe to grind because West Virginia took down BYU. I will say West Virginia looked real good in that football game.
They did again. Yeah, they're not a bad football team. All right, moving on. We got the DirecTV Holiday Bowl. We got our first ranked team of the season here in the bowls at number 15, Louisville at USC, 7 p.m. on Fox. Well,
yeah, and the ranked team, they are the favorite, let me tell you, over a touchdown. Earlier in the year, can you imagine Louisville playing USC and Louisville being minus 7.5? Can you just fathom that? I mean, obviously, again, we talked about Mr. May. I could tell by the line Mr. May was sitting out. I can already tell you who's sitting out in this one for USC. But nonetheless, we got USC plus 250 on the money line if you do want to take them. Over under 57.5. That might even be less, or I should say even more than a touchdown being discounted, because I'm guessing Mr. Williams is sitting out. I mean, you might see that 10 points higher if Mr. Williams was playing.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of rumors going around that their five-star quarterback, the guy that's supposed to take over for Caleb Williams, Melchie Nelson, isn't developing like they expected. With that being said, I like Louisville in this one. I mean, USC loses their quarterback, Heisman-winning quarterback, their top running back, their second in receptions and I believe yards, and led team in touchdowns, Brandon Rice, in wide receiver. And then you have this Louisville team that's coming in who doesn't lose anybody and is playing against one of the worst defenses in college football. So I think I'd like Louisville here with the spread. Most people I think would like to bet the over in this one, but again, I don't know what USC is capable of. I know what their defense isn't capable of. So I'm going to take Louisville in this one.
Wow, that's ballsy, taking the ACC, Woj. That team that I hate. You're taking them, though, huh?
I'm taking them. I think they pull it off. It's a different team without their top. You have your top wide receiver, your top running back, and your quarterback gone. And there's rumors saying that your backup quarterback is not very good. So, give me Louisville. I like what they've done.
Okay, not going to argue with you.
All right, moving on. Last game of our episode here, last game of the day on Wednesday, December 27th, we have the Tax Act Texas Bowl, Texas A&M at number 20, Oklahoma State, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Well,
I'm real excited for this one, Woj, not even from a betting standpoint, as far as watching college football and watching the college football teams play their bowl games. I'm real excited to see how this one plays out on the gridiron. We got Texas A&M minus 3 as the favorite right now. Money line of minus 150. Oklahoma State plus 3. Obviously, if you want to take them on the spread, plus 130 on the money line. I mean, I don't know who would be sitting out on this one. I don't know if Gordon, if he's graduating, maybe him. But I a lot of these players are playing, no? Are anybody sitting out?
Oklahoma State, all of them. Everyone except Jaden Bray, who had 30 receptions for 382 yards and 2 TDs. Yeah, everyone is playing, including Gordon. So this one, I'm going with this. They are playing.
I'm taking Oklahoma State for sure.
Everyone's playing. On the other side of this, you have a Texas A&M team that I'm surprised could even field a football team with the amount of transfers that they have, including their coach who's gone, Jimbo Fisher. Mike Elecko is in. But holy moly, you have Anaya Smith, Evan Stewart, both of those people, I'm sure if you've listened to this podcast, know that we've taken them on DraftKings before. Tight end Jake Johnson gone. offensive lineman or O-line Chase Byginos gone, offensive guard gone, defensive lineman gone, edge rushers gone, another defensive tackle gone, both, or they have three CBs that all started gone. They have a linebacker gone, both led the team in tackles and sacks. Max Johnson, quarterback, gone. Connor Wigman is out for the year, so they're on their third string quarterback. Give me Oklahoma State all day in this one, Wall.
Yeah, I really like, I mean, all that stuff you just mentioned to me. What I'm doing right now, I'm pulling up, I'm over here on sportsbettingintel.com. I'm going to try to pull up. This line must have had some movement with all that news, let me tell you. I'm going to see what it moved. 160 down. Yeah, we got 160 all the way down to that 130 number. So it is some movement. It is some money coming in on Oklahoma State. That's where I'm going after you mentioned all that stuff. I think I like Oklahoma State a lot in this one. Surprising A&M still is the favorite in it. I guess it makes sense. People like themselves some SEC football. But again, like I said, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. Even with all the players missing, I get why they're transferring. You lose your coach, the program changes, things change. That's one of the good things about the transfer portal that's actually coming on. I don't know if you saw the news, Woj. The courts are starting to get involved. They just ruled in a stay that the NCAA's limit for the number of times you can transfer is not legal for them to actually state that. So I don't know. A lot of things could be changing with that transfer portal itself, but this is one good thing about it. Player gets recruited. They expect to play for a coach. The coach leaves. I think in that situation, you should give the player the opportunity to leave also. I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but I like Oklahoma State in this one also, Woj.
Yeah, I'll continue to go on a tangent here because people are going to ask, well, you know, Oklahoma State had a really good defense against running backs, 13th in the nation, only allowing 14.5 fantasy points to opposing running backs. But you're losing a defensive lineman in Walter Noah, 37 tackles in the season. You're losing an edge rusher, Fidale Diggs, 36 tackles in the season. Defensive tackle, McKinley Jackson, 27 tackles in the season. Cornerback Bryce Anderson, cornerback Tariq Campbell, and cornerback Deuce Harmon, 47, 21, 18. Linebacker Arrington Cooper, 83 tackles. So, yeah, give me Ollie Gordon to run all over these new guys that haven't seen a running back like Ollie Gordon yet this season.
Love it. Look for those player props when they come up, Woj.
All right. Well, that is it for the episode for the first half. We still have another half obviously coming, like we talked about next week. Maybe some more exciting games there for you. But money to be had in the bowl season, right, Wal?
Absolutely. We limped through it, Woj. We limped through the first half. We're going to do all the bowl games. Might have a guest or two on for you next time, too, for the second part of this bowl season special. Got to love it. I know the Rundown Nation loves it. I'm glad that everyone made it through with us to this point.
Yeah, thank you for listening. I know it's been a long episode, but there's a lot of games to get through. Hopefully you heard what you wanted to hear from your teams or heard what you needed to hear to make some more educated gambling guesses out there. But I am Woj.
I'm Walt.
And this was the College Football Rundown. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wal.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.